Hello, thank you for contacting. Who's this?
This is Lurleen. Is this Ella?
Yes, this is Ella. Am I speaking to Lurleen?
Yes.
Hi, Lurleen. How
yes.
are you doing today?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
I am just great. Just came to the office. I wasn't really feeling well, so just a little tired. But you tell, how are you doing?
Well, I had some emergencies yesterday to deal with, or I would have called you. I sent you an email saying that I would speak with you, but I had an emergency dealing with, so I didn't
what
get
happened?
A chance.
Everything all right? So,
oh, yes, everything all right. But we're working on it, you know, sorting it out, yeah.
Sorry?
So, yes, everything is okay.
Uh-huh.
We're working it out, yes.
Okay, perfect.
So,
So
now you say your email, you were talking about the editing and so forth.
Yes, for the editing.
You need to speak.
Do you want the update on the project?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Like
so,
an
just stay with me.
On it.
One moment. Let me just open the details on my computer. Just one moment.
Sure, take your time.
Thank you. Okay, so okay, so Lurleen, and the last time that we spoke on the emails, I had sent you the draft on Tuesday.
Right.
And you told me that you were going to review it and give me your feedback later today. So I was just hoping to get your feedback. And we did have a call scheduled. We were trying to, in fact, schedule the call so that we could speak to each other and discuss any revisions that you may have, correct?
Right, that's correct, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so,
well, I was...
Sorry,
and,
please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry if I...
No, it's all right. Please go ahead.
I was reading through it and I... notice the grammatical corrections and so forth, the editing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I acknowledge those. You also mentioned, though, about something about rewritten. It
something about what, sorry?
Rewriting it or something like that, the editor's recommendation.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So about that, the draft was evaluated by our experts over here, by the writers, and they suggested that the draft really needs a little bit of professional editing, and you know that's an extensive developmental editing, and that it will be an additional cost, but again it will improve your draft so much that, you know, it's going to attract a lot of readers at the end of the day. So we just wanted to share it with you that what our writers have to have their opinion about the draft. So if you want to look into it, review it, and let me know if you are interested in upgrading your package, or do you want to go with the same way we are working currently?
Yes, I want to go with what we are working with because...
I'm sorry?
Cash flow. Yes, I want to go with what we are working with and get it edited, like, you know, mostly like with your questions, the questionnaires.
Mm-hmm.
You ask which portion I thought might need the most editing, and I checked like the grammar and so forth. As for rewriting, you have to also consider the fact that we all have different styles of writing. You understand?
Everybody does have a different style, and you know, sense of reading as well. I completely agree with that, and this is something that was just recommended by the writers. However, if you think the drafts look fine, then we can definitely go ahead with that. And in the future, if you want to upgrade your package or do anything to the drafts, we can definitely work it out.
Right, yes. I want to go with what we have. Go on. I'm sure you will go through the proofreading and the editing that you have been doing so far.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I want to stay with that package that we, you know, we originally discussed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So no problem at all learning. Did you have any revisions or any edits that you want me to work on the draft, on the current draft that I shared with you?
Oh, the current one that you shared with me?
Yes, well, on the 14th.
I was, how many pages was sent to me?
Yes.
Do you know how many, about how much of it was sent? Because I'm not done reading it yet. I read a few pages, you know, the early, the beginning of it. About how much of it
it's
was sent to me?
Three.
Huh?
It's still chapter 3.
Oh, chapter 3, yeah. Because, you know, originally when we talked, you said something about, you know, page by page, we will discuss it and, you know, work on it together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I realized that it's not the entire book. It must have been just like a, you know, like you said, chapter 3, you reach chapter 3. Well, I have not gone so far yet because, like I said yesterday, I was totally, you know,
mm-hmm.
occupied by otherwise. I never got a chance to look at it.
Okay.
So I'm here now trying to open it and look at it and read it through. So, but let me ask you.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, I mean, is it someone else doing you are doing the designing part of it, right?
No, I don't do the designing part. There is a whole entire team that works on the book covers and the drafts, and if there are any changes or edits, there are like different writers that are assigned to different projects. And I am I'm the project manager over here, and I'm in charge of delivering you the drafts and taking your feedback on the drafts and sharing it with the writers or the designers.
Oh, okay, listen, the first thing I noticed then with the cover,
draft?
Yes, it's going to be on the cover, yes, the part that says they could not walk. I like the way you changed the part which said they could not walk away. Yet they were each, I think I had were,
mm-hmm.
each destined to walk alone. And I saw where you made the change and said each of them were destined to walk, was. The word was implemented instead of the word were. You remember that part? That's the beginning.
I'm so sorry, learning. Sorry for interrupting, but I couldn't understand the last line that you just said. Can you please repeat that?
The last thing I said? No, I was pointing out to you
mm-hmm.
that, you know, I noticed the first part, the book, the cover itself,
mm-hmm.
where I have, that's the first thing that will catch someone's eyes when they see it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It says, they could not walk away, yet they were each destined to walk alone. That's what I had.
Mm-hmm.
But the last sentence was changed with the word was. Each of them was destined to. Mm-hmm. I saw where you see what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I completely do understand. Is it a possibility if you can maybe email me these edits and the changes that you may want?
No. I was just pointing it out to say that's okay. I see where, you know, you make the changes, and that's fine.
The changes are okay with you, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Because that to me, you know, Ella, don't forget, while I do not expect a lot of changing in my style of writing,
mm-hmm.
but grammars, those things, you know, you're going to also edit those things. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do completely.
And those things are very important, you know, those are important.
Absolutely.
You see, that's
mm-hmm.
very important to me, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that part of it, I have no problem at all.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, right now we are discussing, you know, not only grammatical errors, but we are discussing any other changes that, you know,
mm-hmm.
we could make. And, you know, constructive changes that will, you know, will not alter my style of, you know, writing.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine with me. I'm going to look at it and read it and, you know.
Sure.
But
we're going to stay within
the same boundary of the package that we started out with.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You can definitely look into the drafts and have a look and take your time, no problem at all, and there's no rush, obviously. You can review the drafts and let me know if there are any changes or edits that you may require, and then we will proceed further with the project according to the drafts and edit, according to the changes that you mentioned.
No, well, I'm not going to make a lot of changes, really.
Okay.
Just because I read it through, I have already,
uh-huh.
you know, gone through it quite a few times. So I just want to see the editing that
uh-huh.
you're doing, that
uh-huh.
they're doing, and, you know, see that they are implemented, and that's fine. So, you know, I was thinking, you sent right up to the third chapters. I mean, I'm thinking that you don't need to wait until I finish read this part before you continue with the proofreading and editing of the, you know, of some more of it.
Uh-huh.
What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you can share whatever feedback that you may have, and, you know, anything in mind in particular, you can share it with me,
yeah.
and I can share it with the writers and the team. And if you need any opinion on something, anything that you want to check that it may look nice on the draft or not, I can get that revised as well and take the writer's opinion as well, because they are the ones that are working in depth on your book, correct? So, like, they really know that, and the reason why I shared the recommendation by our professional editors as well is something, obviously, they work on books every day. They work on multiple books every day. And I'm sure that they really know their jobs and what they're doing, right? And again,
yes.
It's not been too long for me in this industry as well. But again, I have worked on so many clients as per now that I have an idea about all of this stuff. And again, everything that we do doesn't really profit us. It's something that we really want our customers to have the best book and attract a lot of readers all over the world.
Right. Thanks. I appreciate that.
No problem.
And when they select the covers and start working on it, I'm excited about, especially that part, because the first thing someone, you know, sees on a book is the cover. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Right. So I selected red. I don't know. I have no idea what your red would look like, you know. So I am anxious to see, once you start working on that, to see what it looks like, if it, you know, is something that I really, that would attract me or anybody else.
Uh-huh.
And as you said, you know, with what you said a little while ago, a thought just came to mind. I don't know if you noticed this, but I'm going to ask your opinion about this.
About
what? Do you... Eh?
About, sorry, about what?
I'm going to ask your opinion on something.
Okay, sure.
Okay. I thought about the idea of using just... For the author's name, just use SC, the initials. What do you think about that? Have you ever seen, I mean, I don't have to do what everybody else is doing, but just an idea that came to me. Rather than saying...
You want to use your initials instead of your whole name?
Instead of the, instead of Shirley. Shirley Clark is the pen name, you know, it's my pen name.
Okay.
And I thought about using SC, just the initials on the front of the book. What do you think?
That's really something that is really innovative for sure. But again, you are going as an author, and just to confirm, is it your first publishing? Like, is it your first book?
No. I have a couple books on Amazon.
And what author name have you mentioned on the other books?
Look, those are the Shirley Clark.
Then that is something that I would recommend, because you have already published books, and again, a lot of authors make their name by publishing multiple books, right? I'm like, first book could be like a win or a fail, it could be anything, and then slowly and gradually, when you're publishing more and more books, the writer gets recognized as well. So I would, in my personal opinion, I would recommend you to go with your entire name as per your previous books as well. Because not only your books are going to be read, but you as an author also stand somewhere for sure. So, and again, you know, if everybody knows about your book, I'm sure since you have published a book, so a few people must have known about your book. So, all of a sudden, if it's like SC, then people will be like, this is some new author. That could be confusion as well. I hope you understand, right? It's nothing like, I'm just giving my opinion. Yeah. So.
Yes, well, I'm glad I got a second opinion, because that was just some crazy idea that came to me. So,
absolutely.
You know, I agree 100%.
And this is something that I have just noticed in a lot of readers. And, you know, basically I never really liked to read books when I was a small kid. But then now I am, like, working on books. So, like, it's really shocking to me. But now I know a bit or two about books. And this is something, these are the few tips and tricks that we could give our clients so that, you know, it could help them even in the slightest possible way. And, you know, I really want my clients to, you know, go and reach the milestone that they're aiming for. And, again, I really want you to, you know, go higher and higher with your book. And I will prefer that. So don't worry, I got your back. And, again, if you have any questions or queries, again, something like this that you just asked, I will be more than happy to assist you with it.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you.
And I'm glad we have this, you know, we had a chance to talk.
Again, yes, you know? I'm really thanking you for your kind words and your time again. And do not worry, Lorraine. Again, if you want to go with your initials, that is something that we can work on. But again, in my opinion, since you are already an author, I would recommend you to keep it the same way that you had it on your previous book, and you are going to be recognized as an author as well. So you not only your book is getting published, but you're also creating a recognition. And if there's a particular reader that is, you know, that likes the type of the book that you are publishing, so they will be knowing your book, you know. If they like
yes,
your previous
yeah.
book, so they're gonna be excited if you're gonna come up with a new book, and they'll be like, my favorite author is, you know, coming up with a new book again.
Mm-hmm.
If it's gonna be SC, then it can create a little bit of confusion.
No. No, say no, because I had doubts about that, because, I mean, you know, my name is already out there, you know, so I say no more about it.
Okay,
actually,
yeah.
would you like, no, you're on the job, would you like to see my website?
Sure.
It's www.shilake@yahoo.com.
Can you please spell that for me?
shilarke@yahoo.com.
Okay, just one moment.
And you will see what I look like, because I'm not going to put any pictures on that book.
Unfortunately, my net is not working, but I will definitely give it a check later on. How does that sound?
Right. Right. Did you get the spelling right?
Yeah, I do see the name, but the name is popping up, but the site is not opening because my internet is a little slow right now. I will call the IT team after this call. But
yeah.
Yes, so I will definitely give this a look. And again, if there are any revisions or edits, Lurleen, feel free to let me know them, and I will get the draft revised for you, and then
okay.
We will continue the work onwards. Again, I will be delivering you a set of drafts. I won't be delivering you all of the drafts at once, so it's going to be like chapter
okay.
by chapter, or like 2-3 chapters together, something like that. And,
right.
And you can review them, and on a weekly basis, we will be delivering you something. I will be trying my best to getting you delivered something, anything every week, and you can review it, let me know your feedback, and that's how we're going to proceed further with your project, okay?
Okay, all right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to, you know, update things with me. And you have, and I'm glad you're feeling better, so...
Thank
keep
you.
Keep on feeling well. Yeah.
Yes. And is there anything else that might be missing on this call?
Everything is fine. We can go say goodbye now, and you have a nice day.
Okay. You too. Take care of yourself. Again, feel free to call me if you need anything, okay?
Okay, then. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.